有没有人说一些谗言让你觉得受到伤害？
I think it's very common.
我想这是很普通的事。
No. Secondly, has anybody ever lied about you?
有没有人说对你说一些谎言？
And if someone has lied about you,
如果有人撒了谎说你不对，
I want to ask what hurts more.
我要问一下是什么样的情形更觉得伤痛？
The person that lies about you or the people that believe the lie?
是那个说谗言说关于你的谎言，还是那些人相信这个谎言的人，哪一个会伤害得更厉害？
You know, I actually think it's the people that believe the lies.
我认为是那个相信那个谎言的更让我受害。
You know, sometimes when somebody, they lie about you, they're lying about a lot of other things and they're trying to hurt a lot of people and, you know, that's just how they are.
那么这个人如果常常喜欢说谎伤害了人，这个人就是这么样一个人。
You know, but I think the people that believe the lies, sometimes that's hard because you think they know you.
那么那些人相信这个谎言的人呢，我会更觉得伤害，因为他认识我，他知道我。
And the reason I ask these questions,
那我问这些问题的原因是
is to remind us that in this life, there's a lot of pain.
所以我要提醒大家是在我们这个生命当中是有很多的痛苦的事。
And what God does is he reminds us that if we believe in him, a day will come when there will be no more pain.
那么神就说如果我们相信他的话，有一天他来的时候，我们在这地上就没有痛苦。
Okay, so with that new world coming, I want to read this morning from Revelation chapter 21.
那有一个新的世界会临到我们，所以我从启示录里面读一些经文给大家。
You know, a time is going to come when God, Jesus, destroys the world that we live in right now, the whole universe, I think, and he will remake it, but it will be without sin.
对，等神和耶稣回来的时候，他会将现在这个世界完全破坏掉，给我们一个新天和新地。
And if we're people that have been hurt by others, it's a good hope to keep in front of us.
所以如果有人你觉得是伤害了你，你就有对前途有一个盼望。
Now, what he says here is, this is John. He's being given a vision by angels.
这里是约翰，他得到了天使的显示，就写出这些来。
And what he saw is he said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, because the first heaven and the first earth, they've passed away.
他约翰这么写着说，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了。
And unfortunately, it also says there was no longer any sea.
那么同时很不幸的他说也海也不在了。
Now, as somebody that grew up on the beach and surfed, I'm not very happy about that.
我是一个人长在海边，常常去浮水的。所以对这个好像觉得不太高兴。
But the truth is, in the Old Testament prophets and poetry, the sea, the ocean, actually was a symbol of evil and chaos. So it's the evil and chaos that will no longer be there.
但是在这个以前的经文里面是一种像尸体的一个一首诗的经文，海是代表一些混乱和。和一些败坏的事。
Now I want you to notice that he talks about a city and then he talks about a bride and you realize that the city and the bride, the place and the people are the same.
所以他现在讲到一个城，然后又讲到一个新娘新妇，这个城跟这个新妇是一样的事。
You know, so he says, I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from heaven, from God.
他就说，我看见一个圣城，新的耶路撒冷，由神那里从天而降，预备好了。
And she was prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband.
就好像是一个新妇，装饰整齐。
You know, and the bride is, you know, the people of Israel in the Old Testament, the church in the New Testament, it's the people of God.
所以新妇，这新娘子是代表旧约圣经里面的以色列的民族，或者是新约里面所有信耶稣的人。
Then it says, I heard a loud voice from the throne saying,
然后又说，我听见有一个大声音从宝座出来说，
Look, God's dwelling is now among the people.
看啊，神的帐幕在人间了。
And that word dwell is the same as tent or tabernacle. Jesus was the word of God, the word became flesh.
他要和人众住，同住，这个同住就是帐幕，就是表示他要跟人同住。
So he says furthermore that he will dwell, he will live among them, they will be his people, we will be his people, and God himself will be with us, and he will be our guide, our God.
他又在说，他要和人同住，他要做他的子民，神要亲自的与他们同在。
But look at what he says. He says here, he will wipe away every tear from our eyes.
他又说他要擦去他们一切的眼泪。
There's going to be no more death, and I think no more sickness.
不再有死亡，我认为也不再有疾病。
No sickness at all.
没有任何的疾病。
I don't know what doctors are going to do.
我不知道那个时候医生要做些什么事。
But there will also be no mourning, no crying, no pain.
也同时也不再有悲哀、哭号和疼痛。
Because the old things have just, they're passed away, they're gone.
因为以前的事都过去了。
And then he says that from the throne, he who is seated on the throne said, I am right now making all things new.
然后说那个坐在宝座的神说，看啊，我要将一切更新了。
Then it says, he also hears God say, it is done.
然后又听见神说，都成了。
I'm the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end.
我是阿拉法，我是 Omega, 我是初，我是终。
And to those that are thirsty for God, thirsty for God, I will give them water without cost from the spring of the water of life.
然后又说，我要将生命泉的水白白的赐给那口渴的人喝。
And those that are victorious, those that are overcome, they're going to inherit all this. What we're going to inherit.
那些得胜的必定会承受这些为业。
Is the new earth.
这是一个新的地。
The new heavens.
是一个新的天。
And so we will inherit this. And then he says, I will be their God and they will be my children.
所以他要给这些新天新地，我要做他们的神，他要做我的儿子。
So God loves us as his bride, and he also loves us as his children.
所以神爱我们像他的心腹，也爱我们像他的儿女。
But the cowardly.
但是那些胆怯的。
Cowardly, isn't that interesting?
胆怯的是不是很有意思啊？
It actually refers to people who out of fear abandon the faith in God.
那些胆怯的意思就是说，因为惧怕就把神的道遗弃了。
Mm-hmm. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, murderers, the sexually immoral.
所以那个胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的。
And those who practice magic arts or sorcery.
还有那些行邪术的。
And idolaters.
还有拜偶像的。
And all who are liars,
那些说谎话的,
they're going to be consigned to the lake of fire and sulfur.
那么他们的份就是在烧着的硫磺的火湖里面。
You know, the lake of fire is hell.
这个是火湖,
and this
就是一个地狱。
This is the second death.
这个是第二次的死。
Then he says, one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls that were full of the seven last plagues, he came.
然后又说有一个天使拿着七个金碗来到了。
Come on, I will show you the bride.
他说有位对我说，你来这里，我要将心腹给你看。
I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb.
我要把那个心腹，就是羔羊的妻，指给你看。
So you expect to see this beautiful woman, you know, in a wedding dress.
所以你要看到一个很美丽的女郎穿着这个婚礼的衣服。
Then it says, he carried me away in the spirit to a very high mountain.
然后我被圣灵感动，天使就把我带到一座高的大山上，高大的山上。
And he showed me the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from heaven from God.
然后那个将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示给我看。
So you see the new heavens and the new earth are both a place and a people.
所以你可以知道新天新地是一个城市，也是一个人。
And let me just stop here, and I want to pray and ask God to.Be with me as I speak.
所以我现在在这里停一下，让我们祷告，求神跟我们同在。
God, I do pray that you will be here this morning as we look at your word.
神，我愿意你今天在这里，在我们在读你的话语的时候。
And I pray that you will put before us the hope of the new heaven and the new earth.
让这个对新天新地的盼望能够进到我们心里。
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I'd like to show you a place. I've never been here.
我现在要给大家看一个地方，我从来没去过的。
This is in Bolivia.
这个地方是在玻利维亚。
And apparently, up in the really high mountains, there's a salt flat.
在那个很高的山上有一个盐的平原。
You know, sort of like Salt Lake City.
很像那个盐湖城。
And you know, you can just see here what it's like when it's dry and all the salt and the dirt crack.
你可以比较一下是干的时候和湿的时候，等到干的时候那些盐的地都是裂开了。
But when the water fills it, it's just beautiful.
但是当水盖满的时候看起来非常的美丽。
And I guess because it's so high and the sky is so clear up there.
因为那是在很高的地方，那个天是那么的清朗。
You know, this beautiful place just has you can see the reflections, not only of the people that are there or the cars that are there, but you can see the reflections of the sky.
那么在那个地方，不但你能够看到人跟车子的倒影，你可以看到天的倒影。
Now,I should like to say.
Okay, 我很高想很说哦，要这么说。
You know that we should reflect heaven in our own lives so people can see God.
所以我要说的是，我们要反映出神的形象，所以人就会从我们这里看到神。
You see, the name of this place is where heaven meets earth.
那么这个地方的名字说天跟地。连在一起。
You know, and so that's one way to describe heaven is to reflect on nothing but the beauty of what heaven will be like.
所以那就是说，它能够反映出这个天的美丽。
Now, I'd like to show you some slides of things that I saw when I was a child growing up in Los Angeles.
那么我现在要给大家看一下，在我小时候在洛杉矶长大时候所看到的一些景象。
You know, on beautiful days we'd go surfing, but there's a day when this wind comes from the desert and it blows out into the ocean.
所以在那天很好的时候，我们可以去 surfing， 去 surfing， how do you say?
冲浪，
冲浪，去冲浪，然后就看到这些景象。
You know, it would just be beautiful watching the sun go down.
然后你很美，看到太阳下山。
You know, that's the beauty of what heaven will be like, right?
所以好像这个就是天上的景色。
But you got to understand where the beauty of heaven came from.
那么你们要了解这些美丽的这个景象是从哪里来，是为什么来的。
You know, you can see the beauty because of what was ugly.
因为你能够看到这个美丽的景象，是因为有一些丑陋的一面。
You know, there was a day when Los Angeles was full of smog everywhere.
有的时候，那个洛杉矶是满了迷雾。
And when the sunsets were beautiful, were when these winds came from the desert in the east.
那么这个日落会美的话，就是因为风从那个沙漠地方吹过来的。
And then it would blow all that smog out over the ocean, and then when the sun goes down, it would be beautiful red.
然后就把那个迷雾把它吹散了，就会看到这么美的一个日落。
You know, this terrible, ugly smog helps us to see this beautiful sunset.
这个很丑陋的这个迷雾。会让我们看到这个美丽的日落。
Now it doesn't have those kind of sunsets anymore because the smog is gone.
那么现在我们在洛杉矶看不见这么美的日落的景色，因为已经没有这些很丑陋的迷雾。
Well, maybe sometimes.
也许有的时候有，可能有。
But when I see the difference of looking at something that's so ugly.That helps us to see what is so beautiful.
所以当我们看到一些很丑陋的一面的时候，就会帮助我们会看到一些美丽的景色。
I think it reminds us that when God tells us what heaven will be like, He uses what is ugly, He uses what is sinful and painful to help us see its beauty.
所以神告诉我们这些新天新地的时候，他就用这些丑陋的一面。让我们理解到什么是美丽的。
Just like the smog will not be there, sin and pain will not be there.
就好像这个迷雾不在的时候，就像我们的罪和我们的痛苦不在的时候，就见到神的。
And so what we see is he tells us there's a new life that's coming for those who believe in Jesus.
他就告诉说我们会有一个新的生命或者生活，是给那些信耶稣基督的人。
You know, again, I saw the new heaven and I saw the new earth.
所以我再说一次，我看到了这个新天新地。
You know, the old heaven, the old earth, they're gone.
那个以前所有的已经都不见了。
And with it being gone, so is all the pain.
所以那些旧的东西过去了，痛苦也就都跟着过去了。
So it's interesting because he sees the new heaven and the new earth, but he also sees the city. I see the holy city.New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven.
所以他说他看到了新天地新地，同时也说他也看到了新的耶路撒冷，新的圣城来到了。
Now, and this is actually the real new creation.
所以这实际上是这个真实的新的更新的创造。
You know, God is making us a new creation here because of the new creation then.
所以神让我们成了一个新造的人，也让我们看到了一个新造的地方。
He says, "I'm making all things new."
他说我要将一切更新。
You know, so one of the things that he tells us is that we will live a life without sin, no sin at all.
他的意思就是说，我们要会活着一个生命是没有罪的生命。
And then it talks about he who overcomes.
然后他讲到得胜的。
In the book of Revelation, that means when there's persecution against Christians, they actually keep their faith all the way through life.
所以 在启示录里面讲到提到有一些受到逼迫的基督徒，他们能够一直坚持着他们的信仰到底。
And we are overcomers if we keep faith in Jesus all the way through our life.
如果我们能够坚守着我们的信仰，我们就是这个得胜的人。
And then he tells us he's going to be our God and we're going to be his son. But the son reminds us that we will inherit the new earth.
然后他说我要做他的神，他要做我的儿子，而且这些人都会承受这些伟业。
And how do we know that there's not going to be any sin that hurts us and causes us pain?
那么我们怎么会知道这些罪会伤不会再伤害我们呢？
You know, he says, but.
他说有提醒我们说，唯有但是。
And the first line reminds us of the importance of being faithful to Jesus throughout our lives, right up to the time we die.
所以他这第一七节是讲说，我们要得胜的人，要一直坚持到底的人，我们会做他的，他会做我们的神，我们会做他的儿子。
Because when it talks about people that are cowardly and unbelieving, they're unfaithful.
但是只是这些胆怯的不信的。
These are people who believe in Jesus or think they believe in Jesus, and there's a time when, because of pressure, they leave.
那么可能是他们觉得想要信耶稣信神，但是到了有压力的时候就离开了。
And then he talks about people that are vile and murderers and immoral.
然后又讲到一些可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的。
And I actually think that because Jesus said he who is angry is a murderer.
因为主耶稣会对这些杀人的会有一些很生气。
And he who lust for a woman is already committed adultery.
他说这些淫乱的人也就是有对一个看到一个女人起了有了异心的，就是一个淫乱的人。
You know, they will not be there without God changing their lives.
因为他们没有让神把他们的心改变。
Now, young people hear this.
年轻人请听。
Now, see where it says sorcerers.
What is that?
Sorcerer.
哦，这是说这个行邪术的人。
Or I guess it's practice magic arts.
这是做那些邪术，学魔术的人。
The Greek word for that actually is pharmakia. Pharmakia.
但是在这个希腊文来说是一个药局。
You know, it's taking drugs.
是吸毒。
You know, they took drugs and then they had these religious times.
所以他们用这些在一个有宗教仪式的时候用一些吸一些毒品。
And then all the people who are idolaters that have something more important in their lives than Christ.
那么说到拜偶像的人呢，就是他们把别的东西看得比神更重要。
And everybody who lies.
然后所有的说谎的人。
Where are they going to be?
那么他们是在什么地方呢？
God promises us.
神允许我们说。
God promises.
神的允许是。
That they are going to be in the lake of fire.
他们的粪就是在烧着的硫磺的火湖里。
So because of that, there's not going to be anything to hurt us, any sin to hurt us.
那么说，因为这样子就没有任何罪恶可以伤到我们。
None of that pain.
也没有任何这类的痛苦。
Not only will our bodies be perfect, but other people are going to be perfect.
所以不但我们的自己的身体会是很完美的，其他的人，所有存在的人也都是完美的。
But then it tells us if we're children of God, we will be there.
如果我们是神的儿女，我们也会在场。
And talking about the New Jerusalem, he says, nothing impure is going to enter it.
所以说，说到那个新的耶路撒冷，任何不洁净的东西都不能进入。
And neither is anybody who does things that are shameful.
也是那些行可憎和虚妄的世人，也不能进到那个城里。
And then again, he reminds us, liars will not be there.
他也提醒我们，那些说谎话的人也不能在那儿。
Who's going to be there?
那谁会在那儿呢？
The people whose names are written in the book of life.
那只有那些人的名字是记在生命册上的人可以在那里。
You know, he tells us that if anybody's name was not written in the book of life,
如果那些人的名字没有被写记在生命册上，
he's going to be thrown into the lake of fire.
他就被扔在火湖里。
I want my name there.
我希望我的名字是被记在那里。
You know, you want to be part of God's people.
所以你要希望能够成为神的子民。
Only people that are going to be there are people whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life.
只有名字写在羔羊的生命册上的人才能够进那个城。
And my conclusion is that it's going to be a place without any sin to hurt us.
所以我的结论是，那个地方是没有任何罪恶可以来伤害我们。
And I think that there's sin that hurts all around us.
所以我相信罪在我们的周围常常让我们受到伤害。
Even in families.
甚至在我们的家庭里面。
You know, we saw a picture this last week.
上个星期我们看到了一个图片。
You know, whose heart could not have been broken?
谁能够不觉得心碎呢？
You know, a little boy, Alain.
有一个小小的男孩。
You know, why did he die?
他为什么死掉？
Because other people sin.
因为有人犯了罪。
You know, sin causes pain.
罪会引起痛苦。
Sin hurts other people.
罪会伤害其他的人。
That's why God, when he tells us to follow his laws,He's protecting us from hurting other people.
所以神要我们遵守他的规律是是要我们不会伤害到别人。
None of this kind of sin of hurting of people will be in heaven.
所以任何这些伤害别人的人不会在天国。
You know, no sin at all.
那个时候就没有罪了。
You know, we're not going to have bankers and people at Wall Street that lie.And kind of put money away, and then all these other people lose jobs and they lose their homes.
那可不会再有这些在纽约的这个 Wall Street， 我不知道。
Yeah.
拿把我们的钱拿去，或者任何人能够让我们失去我们的职业。
No cheating and lying.
没有什么欺骗，没有什么谎言。
But also, there's going to be no anger.
也没有愤怒。
You know, there's not going to be a man that goes out and he drinks all night.
也没有人会说，任何人会晚上出去整夜喝酒。
You know, comes home drunk and yells at his children.
回来醉醺醺的，然后骂他们的孩子。
And then turns around and hits his wife.
然后转过来打他的妻子。
No, there's not going to be any of that.
再也不会有这样的事。
You know, there's not going to be anything of a mother that leaves her husband for another man and gets a divorce.
也再没有一个母亲会离开她的儿女，跟她的丈夫离婚去找别的人。
Because there's going to be no more lust.
再没有任何的私欲。
No more anger, no more lust.
没有任何的愤怒，没有私欲。
No more lying.
没有欺谎。
What does this mean?
那么这个是什么意思呢？
All of the pain that we suffer in this life will not be there.
所有我们在这个我们这一生所承受的一些痛苦就不会在那儿了。
You know, and the things that hurt us are usually pretty minor.
一般来说，伤害我们的这些痛苦都是很轻微的。
You know, the child that moves away from his parents and won't talk to his mother or father.
有的儿女离家出走，不再跟他的父母沟通。
You know, none of that.
不会有这种事情发生。
And that's why he says here, all of the pain, all of the suffering is going to be gone.
所以他在这里说，所有的痛苦，所有的伤都不会再有了，悲哀都不会再有了。
And so when God has purged all sin from the universe, it says he will live with us.
所以神，当神说他把所有的罪恶都清除了以后，他会跟我们同住。
He's going to wipe away every tear.
他会擦干所有的眼泪。
I don't think it's because of tears that we will have there. I think what he's saying is there's going to be nothing that's going to cause us to cry.
我想意思不是说我们到那里之后还有眼泪，而是说没有任何事情会让我们引起哭号。
There's going to be no more mourning or crying or pain.
没有悲哀，没有哭号，没有疼痛。
And the interesting thing is, he is quoting from Isaiah 25.
他这些话是引用以赛亚书第二十五章。
In which Isaiah promised that one day the Messiah will come and we will have a big banquet, a big feast.
那个时候，以赛亚书说，有一天这个弥赛亚救世主会来，我们会有一个大的宴会。
And then when Jesus talked about what we call the Messianic banquet or the feast of the banquet, he said it's a wedding feast.
Right, wedding.
Oh. Wedding.
Okay. 当主耶稣提到这个最后的一个喜宴的时候，他说是那个是一个婚宴。
What does that mean?
那什么意思呢？
You know, in the ancient world, when they had a wedding, it lasted for 7 days.
在古时候，他们有这个婚宴的话，是要庆祝七天。
You know, people partied all week.
所以。大家在一起欢宴七天。
You know, it was a time of joy.
是一个很喜乐的时候。
You know, a joy for the parents that have a beautiful daughter to give another family.
所以很高兴的事情呢，就是他们有一个很美丽的新娘去嫁给一个新郎。
You know, the joy of a woman who's wanted to be loved and now is loved.
那么一个女人希望被爱，现在已经接受到了这个爱。
That heaven is going to be nothing but joy.
所以在天堂里面，在天国里面是什么都没有，只有喜乐。
And then it tells us that even all struggling and all frustrations are going to be gone.
所有的挣扎，所有的不安逸都会不见掉。
You know, if you go back to Revelation chapter, it also says God's going to wipe away every tear from their eye.
然后你回到其他的启示录的经节，也会说到他要擦干我们的眼泪。
But it says they will never, ever, ever again be hungry.
他又在说，他们就永永远远不会再饥饿。
Never ever be thirsty.
也不再会。觉得渴。
And the next phrase is interesting because it says, nor is the sun going to beat down on us.
下面一句很特别的，就是说日头和炎热也不会伤害我们。
And there's not going to be any scorching heat.
也不会有很炎热的气候。
You know, I don't think this tells us we're not going to be able to get a suntan.
我的意思说，不是说我们不能够让我们的皮肤晒得很美。
And I don't think it means that, you know, women that want to stay beautiful have to walk around with an umbrella.
我的意思也不是说女人希望皮肤很漂亮的时候要天天打着阳伞。
No, it goes back to when Adam and Eve sinned and they were cursed.
所以要回到亚当夏娃，当他们犯罪的时候，他们受了咒诅。
You know, God said, because of your sin, life is going to be very frustrating for you.
所以他因为神说，因为你们犯了罪，所以日子过得一定会很艰苦。
You know, it's by the sweat of your brow.
是要你流汗流满面。
You're going to have to work really, really hard in life.
你要天天很辛苦的工作。
You know, and then the sun's going to beat down on you while you work.
那么因为日头炎热会会伤害你们。
And then he says, as you work, there's going to be nothing but weeds and thistles that will come up.
他说你工作的时候要常常要去除那些杂草。
So that life is going to be frustrating.
所以这个生活是很艰难的。
You know, I had a pastor who used to talk about that life.
我曾经跟我的另外一些牧师谈到这样的生活。
He said, look, life is hard and then you die.
他说生活都是很苦。
He used to say that all the
time. 唯一的结局就是死。
Life is hard and then you die.
他说生活很苦然后就是死亡。
You know, you're going to work really hard to get into a good college.
他说你要很努力才能进到一个好的大学。
And then you get there and you're going to be really lonely.
然后你到了大学那里就觉得很孤单。
And you're going to work really hard to get a degree so that you can get a good job.
然后你很努力的念书然后得到一份工作。
And then you get a good job and you work for a company for 25 years.
然后你很努力的工作，替这个公司做了二十五年。
And finally, when your salary gets to be really good,
等到你的薪水觉得很好很好的时候
，they fire you and hire a brand new college graduate.
然后他们把你解雇，雇了一个新的大学刚毕业的学生。
See, life is hard, and then you die.
他说，所以生活很痛苦。然后就是死亡。
And then you raise up children, and then when they leave, they don't want to talk to you.
他说你然后把那些孩子们养大，他们大了以后离开家，就不再跟你谈话了。
And you're careful and you exercise and you eat good food.
然后你很努力的操练，吃很好的食物。
And then your body gets old and falls apart.
然后你老了，你的身体就衰弱了。
You know, life is hard, and then you die.
那么生活很痛苦，然后就是死亡。
Isn't that true?
这是不是很真实的事啊？
Yeah, you see, that's because Adam, we can blame Adam. It's his fault.
那么我们可以归罪于亚当，都是他的错。
You know, we're frustrated and we're struggling.
我们很觉得要挣扎，也就很觉得无奈。
But we have God.
但是我们有神。
So when you have God, you have hope.
当你有神的时候，你有盼望。
And even if life is hard, we go to heaven where it's not going to be hard.
所以就是现在的生活很痛苦，到了辛苦，到了天国的时候就不是这样了。
And even though we're going to die, we're going to have perfect new bodies that will never even get sick.
我们可能这个身体会死亡，但是我们会有一个非常完美的身体。不会再生病了。
And the reason that life is hard and then you die,
所以生活很辛苦，然后呢就是死亡。
Is to help us see our need for God.
这个样的日子呢，会让我们看到一个新的更新的生命。
And it won't be like that in heaven.
所以在天国里就不再是这么回事了。
And finally, heaven is going to be a time when there's no more separation from God.
所以在天国里，我们不会再跟神分离。
There's not going to be any sin to cause pain.
也不会有罪引起痛苦。
There's not going to be any suffering.
也不再会有任何的苦难。
And we're not going to be separated from God.
我们不会再跟神分离。
You know.This relationship with God is like a husband and wife.
这个跟神的关系就跟夫妻的关系一样。
You know, the marriage day will finally come.
那个婚宴的那个日子最后会来到。
You know, and I personally, I find this really fascinating.
我个人会对这个是觉得很有意义的事。
You know, he says, look, I saw...This new city, the New Jerusalem, the holy city. But you know what it looked like? It looked like a bride getting ready to get married. She was beautifully dressed.
他这里说，我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷有神降，他好像是一个新妇。
And then you think, well, that maybe that's just like a metaphor, an analogy.
可能这个只是一个语义，只是在好像在象征性的。
But then you get to verse 9 and 10, and he says, look, I'm going to go show you the bride. I'm going to show you the wife.
但是到了第十节说我要把这个圣城给你看，我要给你看这个心腹。
So it says that the angel, he carried him to a really, really, really high mountain.
所以这个天使是把他带到一个高山上。
So I think, you know, you're up there. What are you expecting? This beautiful girl that's dressed in a wedding dress.
他说你到了那个山上看到什么？看到一个很美丽的女郎穿着这个婚礼的衣服。
But then you realize that the wife, the bride, is also the city. They're the same.
然后同时你会理解到这个心腹就是这个星辰。
You know, he says, look, come, I'm going to show you the bride, the wife, and then he showed me what?The holy city in New Jerusalem.
他这里说，你到这里来，我要将心腹，指给你看。天使就带我从天而降的圣城，耶路撒冷指示给我看。
You know, that's beautiful.
那是很美的景况。
That whole chapter talks about these beautiful city and all these jewels.
整个圣这一章都是讲到这个美丽。讲到这些珍珠宝贵。
And it's not only describes the beauty of the place, it describes the beauty of the wife.
它不但是显示出这个地方的美丽，也显示出这个心腹的美丽。
The rest of eternity, we will feel happy like the day a woman gets married.
他说，在这个天国里面的以后的生活，就好像是。在我们在婚礼上见到这个新妇的时候的那样子的喜乐，永远是那样的喜乐。
Do you believe in Jesus yet?
你信了耶稣基督吗？
You know, have you heard about Jesus and God and heaven?
你有没有听说过耶稣基督和天堂、天国？
You know, God is sending out a wedding invitation for you to be His bride.
所以神现在给了你一个请帖，希望你能够成为他的心腹。
You know, right before the new heavens and the new earth, the angels are calling out, the elders are calling out, "Let us rejoice, be glad, and give God glory."
他说，在这个看到新天新地以前，他说，这个天使说，让你们来。来看到这个这样子的荣耀，神的荣耀。
And then it says, blessed.
他说是受到祝福的人。
You know, blessed are people who are happy.
凡受到所有的喜乐的人都是会有，都是有福的。
You know, happy are the people who are invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb.
凡被请到羔羊的婚宴的人是有福的，是喜乐的。
You know, if you don't believe in Jesus, He's calling you to come to Him.
他假使你还没有认识耶稣基督，他现在呼召，希望你来。
You know, He's offering us eternal life.
他会给的是永恒的生命。
He's offering us life where we can live forever without sin and suffering.
那个生命是我们会永远的继续下去，不会再犯罪，不会再有痛苦。
Come to Jesus.
来到主耶稣面前。
The book closes with an invitation to the wedding feast.
那么这本书最后呢，是用一个邀请来结束的。
If you don't believe in Jesus, he's saying, come.
假使你还没有相信耶稣，他说来。
You know, it says the Spirit and the Bride, they're saying, come on, come on.
但是圣灵和心腹都说来。
You know, and let all the brothers and sisters who hear, let them say, come.
所以听见的人也都说来。
You know, there's people around you that are saying, come to Jesus.
所以在你周围的人可能也说来。
What do you get?
那你得到是什么呢？
A new heaven.
是得到一个新的天。
No suffering.
没有痛苦。
No suffering because there's no sin.
没有痛苦是因为没有罪。
And there's no separation from God.
也没有跟神分开。
And if we do believe in Jesus, how, go ahead. Okay.
如果你已经相信了耶稣
How do we respond to the promise of the new heavens and the new earth?
那么我们怎么样来回应这个新天和新地呢
Remember it said, you know, that the wife was getting ready.
有没有记得吗他说新妇已经准备好了
Next slide. You know, how does the wife, how do we get ready?
那么我们怎么样能够准备好呢
You know, how do we put on the clothes for the wedding day?
那么我们怎么样能够穿上这个婚礼的时候的礼服呢
You know, Peter, he talks about the same things, the promise of the new heavens and the new earth.
在彼得，使徒彼得也提到了这个新天新地。
You know, as he describes the universe being remade, he says, you know, we're waiting. According to the promise, we're waiting.
他就说，他也提到了这个新天新地，我们照他的应许，盼望新天新地有义居在其中。
We're waiting for the new heavens and the new earth in which only righteousness dwells.
所以我们在等候那个新天新地，只有正义居在其中。
But then he tells us to get ready.
他叫我们准备。
Get ready for our husband Christ.
准备来迎接这个新郎耶稣基督。
You know, he says, since these things are going to be dissolved and remade,
所以这些事情，这现在的事情都会完全的消化掉。
What kind of people should we be?
那你应该做什么样的人呢？
Well, what kind of person should we become?
那么我们应该成为什么样的人呢？
You know, it tells us that as we wait,
在我们等候的时候
We should live lives of holiness and godliness.
所以我们在我们等候的时候要活得圣洁和敬虔。
So we get ready by repenting of our sins.
所以我们准备呢，就是来悔改我们的罪。
Is there sin in your life?
在你生命当中有罪吗？
You know, he's saying, get ready.For the new heaven and the new earth.
就是说，他说准备好来迎接这个新天新地。
Live a life of godliness and holiness.
要活着圣洁和敬虔的生活。
And then when Christ comes, we'll be ready.
当主耶稣来的时候，我们就准备好了。
Let me pray.
让我为大家祷告。
God, we thank you for the hope that you put before us.
感谢神，你所给我们的盼望。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
And I do pray that if there's anyone here who doesn't know Christ yet,
我也为祷告，如果还有人还在这里的人不认识你的，
that you will help them to understand.
你帮助他们，让他们能够理解。
Put before all of us,
把我们所有人都交在你的面前。
The hope of what heaven is going to be like.
告诉我们这个新天新地的盼望是怎么回事。
And help us to rid ourselves of sin.
让我们不再犯罪。
And I pray that you'll help us to live lives of godliness and holiness.
也让我们能够过圣洁和敬虔的生活。
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。